And when we compare what happens when you add sugar, adding sugar is good. What happens when you add chocolate? Things get worse. You know, this is because it was unsweetened chocolate, but still, add sugar good, add chocolate bad. Now, we're going to notice that we haven't yet tested our theory, which was about adding sugar and chocolate. Nowhere have we added both. We need a factorial design to add both, and so we get this. And one way to think about an interaction is to think about it as the joint effects of the two variables. When we added sugar, the brownies got two better. When we added chocolate, the brownies got one worse. So if we add both together, we expected to get one better. Right? That's what we expect if the only thing going on is two main effects. There's the chocolate effect, there's the sugar effect. But what we have is an interaction. When you do chocolate and sugar at the same time, you get a different result than you would anticipate by doing each alone. That's an interaction. That's it depends. What's the effect of adding sugar? Depends on how much chocolate you have. What's the effect of adding chocolate? Depends on how much sugar you have.
I'm starting to get hungry.
And so that leads to the idea of two kinds of interactions. An augmenting interaction is when the two things together give you more than you would expect by their individual contributions. An interfering interaction is when you get less than you would expect, and sometimes it can actually drive it down, which is sometimes known as an inhibiting interaction, where the two together actually works worse than nothing. And sometimes we call that death in pharmaceutical research. Sometimes those two, this drug works just fine, this drug worked just fine, you put them together, they die. Okay, that's bad. All right, last thing. And when we compare what happens when you add sugar, adding sugar is good. What happens when you add chocolate? Things get worse. You know, this is because it was unsweetened chocolate. But still, add sugar good, add chocolate bad. Now, we're going to notice that we haven't yet tested our theory, which was about adding sugar and chocolate. Nowhere have we added both. We need a factorial design to add both, and so we get this. And one way to think about an interaction is to think about it as the joint effects of the two variables. When we added sugar, the brownies got two better. When we added chocolate, the brownies got one worse. So if we add both together, we expected to get one better. Right? That's what we expect if the only thing going on is two main effects. There's the chocolate effect, there's the sugar effect. But what we have is an interaction. When you do chocolate and sugar at the same time, you get a different result than you would anticipate by doing each alone. That's an interaction. That's it depends. What's the effect of adding sugar? Depends on how much chocolate you have. What's the effect of adding chocolate? Depends on how much sugar you have.
I'm starting to get hungry.
And so that leads to the idea of two kinds of interactions. An augmenting interaction is when the two things together give you more than you would expect by their individual contributions. An interfering interaction is when you get less than you would expect, and sometimes it can actually drive it down, which is sometimes known as an inhibiting interaction, where the two together actually works worse than nothing. And sometimes we call that death in pharmaceutical research. Sometimes those two, this drug works just fine, this drug worked just fine, you put them together, they die. Okay, that's bad.
All right, last thing.